Hundreds of dormant Ethereum wallets drained into same-tagged addresses. A wave of dormant Ethereum wallets, untouched in some cases for years, was drained into the same-tagged destination addresses, CryptoSlate reported on May 1, 2026. The pattern looks less like a fresh exploit and more like an attacker working methodically through a list of compromised keys whose weakness predates the drain by years. ETH was changing hands at $2,307, up 2.0% on the day at the time of writing, per CoinMarketCap. The price moved on broader macro flows, not on this incident. What the on-chain pattern suggests, the detail that matters is not the size of any single wallet. It is that hundreds of separate addresses, with no obvious connection to each other beyond inactivity, ended up sweeping into shared tagged endpoints. That kind of clustering does not happen by chance. Either the same private keys leaked from a single source, or the same key generation defect produced predictable secrets across many addresses. Both scenarios have precedent. Past episodes involving weak RNG, leaked seed phrases from defunct wallet apps, and the long-running profanity vanity address vulnerability all produce sweeps where someone systematically emptied addresses sharing a common defect. None of those root causes need to be active today for the funds to still be at risk. A wallet generated in 2017 with a flawed library is just as vulnerable in 2026, and arguably more so once the underlying weakness is publicly understood. Why dormancy made these wallets easier targets? Wallets that go quiet for years are an attacker's preferred target for two reasons. The owner is less likely to notice, and the wallet is less likely to have moved its balance to a newer, better protected key. A fresh address generated last week sits inside a current hardware wallet or modern mobile app. A 2018 vintage address may still be guarded by whatever key generation logic was shipped with the wallet software at the time. Once the attacker has the keys, the limiting factor is operational, not cryptographic. Sweep them slowly across a single tagged address, and chain analysts notice. Sweep them all at once into the same destination, as appears to have happened here, and you are betting that whatever you can move into mixers or off-ramps will outrun the alerts. Implications for users sitting on old keys. The practical takeaway for anyone holding an Ethereum balance generated more than a few years ago is unflattering but simple. The safest assumption is that any old key may already be compromised, even if the wallet has never been touched. That includes paper wallets printed during the 2017 to 2019 cycle, addresses generated by abandoned browser extensions, and anything tied to a vanity address tool. Moving funds to a newly generated key inside a current hardware wallet or self-custody setup eliminates the risk that a years-old defect is sitting under the address. For users who already use crypto in daily spending, the same logic applies on the other end. A self-custody card that pulls from a fresh, modern wallet contract is a different risk profile from one that relies on a key generated by older software. Custody design matters most precisely when an attacker is grinding through historical addresses. What is not yet known, CryptoSlate's reporting frames the cause as something that may trace back years, not something confirmed. A few specifics remain open. The exact root vulnerability has not been named. The total drained value has not been disclosed in the initial coverage. Whether the same actor is behind every sweep, or whether multiple parties are exploiting the same weakness independently, is unclear. The tagged destination addresses themselves have not been publicly identified in the snippet available. Until those gaps close, treating any wallet older than current best practice key generation as suspect is the conservative move. Wallets that have already been emptied cannot be recovered through normal means. The recourse landscape for stolen ETH remains chain analytics, off-ramp blacklisting, and law enforcement, none of which return funds quickly.